years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 minutes past the hour. We will keep you constantly updated on the weather conditions in the Southeast with meteorologist Dr. Dave Isaac.
Will it be rain, snow, cold, warm, or hot? And discover just what is what with weather news from Dr. Dave, coming to us from the Weather Cave, from the mighty 1210. Here's the latest on the weather, wonderful WPHT.
Sterling every damn night weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Temperatures in the northern tier of states and a slow-moving cold front will keep unsettled weather in the northeast with considerable cloudiness and showers and thunderstorms. But of course, all eyes are on Tropical Storm Debbie, whose moisture will affect the northeast by next weekend. In the meantime, Debbie continues to slowly strengthen in the Gulf of Mexico off of western Florida's coast and could become a minimal hurricane by the time it makes landfall tomorrow morning in the Big Bend region of Florida. Expecting torrential rains, flash flooding, strong winds, and scattered tornadoes tonight and into tomorrow in North Florida, southern Georgia, and the Carolinas into Tuesday, with considerable damage to unprotected structures in the storm's pathway. This is weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only right here on Sterling every damn night.
And now, big news. What? That's the sound of big news. It's been so long since you've heard actual news on any radio station, you don't even recognize it when it shows up. Well, here's the big story. I know you wouldn't need to be kept up on this. A man, 23, leaves the internet horrified after revealing he makes soap out of his own body fat. Yes, as you drive back from the shore, the lake, the mountains this weekend, your car is filled with family members you barely like. This is the story you need. He's 23. He's trimming the fat and making the most of it by turning it into soap. Robert Tolpe from Connecticut, an otherwise sane state that doesn't have a tax on their highway. He went viral. That's such BS. How do you know if something goes viral? Please. After undergoing liposuction and keeping the fat in order to make his own soap from it. He documented the process online, explained that he went on a trip to undergo the fat removal procedure and wanted to be resourceful with his leftover lard. He's a green man. Quote, "They were going to throw it away as medical waste, but I asked if I could keep it," he explains. He had about 400 cubic centimeters of fat to use before buying a soap-making kit. "I've always wanted to make my own soap," he says. Using an at-home soap-making kit, Robert heated up the fat before mixing it with lye, a strong caustic liquid. Although he warned people to be careful when using it, quote, "Make sure you do your research with lye. I'm not a professional at all, but you definitely want to keep the windows open and keep the stink outside."
Stand on Sunday and
is this how radio is supposed to sound? Sean Sound Shaper sitting there staring at the abyss going, God, there have to be better hosts. Really? This is it? Yes, this is as good as it gets because this is a live radio show with weather reports while a hurricane is banging against the southeast part of the United States of America, and every other radio station in this city is doing what? That's right. It's the Gold Show. Good morning. Home equity and you. Oh, gardening and us. The Auto Show. We're going to tell you how to get robbed at the auto dealer. Stand by. Help is on the way. I wish the news was as good as future news.
Next week's jobs report will reveal that there's a brand new job that'll be invented next week. The title is Vice President of Business Success, and it's being estimated that this job is now held by around 15 to 20% of everyone's parents. Sources are saying that this new role will be added to every company that has ever printed their logo on a three-button collared shirt. And the duties of this role range from reporting to the president of business success to overseeing the regional managers of business success. The typical salary range is somewhere in between the amount that would reignite a dream of one day owning a pontoon boat on a small lake to just under the amount that you'd actually need to one day own a pontoon boat on a small lake. We'd like to wish 15 to 20% of your parents good luck in their new roles at their companies next week. And if you'd like to one day follow in their footsteps as a vice president of business success, all you have to do is show up somewhere just about every weekday for about 15 to 20 plus years first.
We're guys. We keep a little dirt under my pillow for the dirt man. In case he comes to town. What? So he won't take me down to his lair deep under the mountain.
What are you talking about?
Underground, that's where he keeps his dirt.
I'm looking at these pictures in the Daily Mail, the greatest newspaper in America today, and I see that there are pictures, endless pictures of Ben Affleck. Every single day, there's a picture of Ben Affleck. Now, Ben Affleck has more money than you and I will ever have. Well, maybe not than, like, Dom Giordano. Oh, or Mark Hasbin. What is it, Mark Levin? Oh, my God. I found out how much Mark Levin makes. I found out how much. And I'm sitting here tempted to tell you, but I'm so horrified. Constitution, and remember, you know, about the Constitution. Oh, my God, the Constitution.
Has the Secret Service provided this committee a complete list of all law enforcement personnel that were there that day? Have you done that? Have you provided a list to the Oversight Committee? Yes or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. Have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee, as we asked on July 15th? Yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of today. You're just being completely dishonest.
They want you to believe that the Secret Service had nothing to do with the attempted assassination of Trump, just like they want you to believe that jet fuel caused the Twin Towers to explode.
Stand on Sunday and every day of life.
No other station has a show live at this time. And you need to ask, why is that? You need to ask, why is that? Because throughout the history of American radio, many of the most successful money-minting shows were on Sunday night. Dr. Demento. Dr. Demento. American Top 40 with Casey Kasem was often on Sundays and Sunday nights. And then collectively, a bunch of incompetent hacks decided, well, you know, we could really meet our numbers if we could take money from the gardener and let him buy time. What? I know. Let's take a giant FM radio station and a giant AM radio station. Let the gardener say whatever he wants. He can buy the time. What is it? $100 an hour. Fantastic. Well, it can't be turned around now. Not true. Not true. There are great AM radio stations where there's no trouble getting giant ratings. KFBK in Sacramento, programmed by the brilliant Bill White. Has he been promoted, given a raise, or suffered some other action by the company? Or WTAM in Cleveland, giant, successful radio station. morning host, Bill White. Hack Sunday night host, but at least they got Bill Wills on a morning drive. Great morning man. But look at WABC in New York. This is the entire 60 seconds I'm going to spend talking about radio. Look at WABC in New York. WABC in New York was a pathetic, hackneyed, miserably run station filled with people who did not want to be there. Just a bunch of hacks. Every now and then, somebody would say, oh, would you come in on like Memorial Day or Labor Day and do a show? Okay, I'll come in on Memorial Day for you because it's at WABC in New York. And I was greeted the first time I showed up at WABC in New York. Are you listening, Radio? Darryl Parks, are you listening? Mark Simone, are you listening? I showed up at WABC to do a show. The door opened. My first greeting was not from the program director, the general manager, anybody with a handshake, a hi, thanks for coming in. Do you want some coffee? Do you know where to sit? No. I was greeted by an ancient telephone screener. Huge guy, ancient. He'd been there all his life. He had not slept in months. The door opens to the studio block. And he looks at me and he said, imagine this, Sean. He looks at me and he goes, hey, you better not give me any more effing work. That's how I was greeted at the great WABC, owned by its previous owner. Today, when I have been on WABC, owned by the great John Katsimatidis, who should hire me, John. Jesus. No, I don't mean that. Clear this show. What's the big freaking deal? Frank likes me. Chad likes me. How much more do you need? I love you, John. I have talked about you glowingly on stations you don't own. How was I greeted when John owned it? Door opens. What do you want on your pizza, Walter? That's how you greet a star, a freaking star. That's how you greet them. What do you want on your pizza? Are you comfortable? Did you bring your own headphones? What do you need? Oh, my gosh. That's how you run a radio station. And you know what? He's increased the ratings by 400% in a year. Took it from an embarrassment to like a 4 share in the top 10 in New York City. You don't get to be a top 10 station in New York City unless I consulted or you're really good. Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling Every Damn Night.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
The best food in the Philadelphia area. Strippers on the loose. Later. Sterling every doggone night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of the guy that wanted to become a confidential informant, but he didn't want to be fingerprinted. I wonder why. Coming up in moments on Sterling Every Damn Night.
A daring escape on a bicycle. People of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Becky is worked up over something to do with the internet.
Could you make us sound any older by saying something to do with the internet?
Okay, women who use filters to take pictures. Is that it?
Mostly, but we'll get into it.
Coming up on Sterling Every Damn Night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by NASA.
Remember when NASA sent a woman to space for only 6 days, and they gave her 100 tampons.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
Giving you tales of our life living in a really old house with our 8 kids. And today it's something internet related. Becky, you're very worked up about women and their selfies.
And I'll tell you why. It's not necessarily selfies in themselves. Okay, if you go somewhere and, you know, we're together standing in front of the Eiffel Tower, hint, hint. And we take a selfie to mark the occasion because there's no one else to take a picture. That's not a big deal. What bothers me is the idea that young girls have, and they're getting it from other young girls and older women who should know better,
right,
that they should be posting pictures of themselves every day with a filtered face.
Now, filter meaning it changes your facial features.
Right. We're not even just talking like a color filter. We're talking these things that they have now where you add makeup, you have a skinny little chin.
The computer takes away blemishes, changes the shape of your face.
The shape of your face. It's AI-generated face on top of your face that makes you sort of look like an alien, in my opinion.
If you're single and you've used this on some dating site, the guy that's coming to meet you isn't even going to recognize you.
All right, but let's get
Did she send her mom?
Okay, honey. The real problem is not dating apps. The real problem is that young girls already have impossible beauty standards because of television, because of movies, because when a model is in front of a camera, someone is fixing her hair in that minute. You're not going to get your hair to look like that after you walk out of the house. But now we can do it in our homes, and we're projecting that to the world and making every young girl, every woman think that if she doesn't look like that, she's not beautiful because she didn't get 1,000 likes on a photo that's not even really her.
So your suggestion is kill the filters.
My suggestion is keep it real. You're beautiful like you are, and you don't need likes to know that.
If you agree or disagree, go to my wife's Instagram, filter-free, just being mom. Message her there. You can find me on Facebook, Dan Gaffney Show.
Unlike my husband's Instagram page, which is just full of filters.
It takes out the wrinkles.
That's what you think.
Dan and Becky, Sterling, every damn night.
Actually, the number to call me is 888-688-WALT, unless you're in Philadelphia, and then it's 855-839-1210. But the number to call me now is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, from KMBZ FM in Kansas City, and KDKA in Pittsburgh, and maybe, who knows, by some miracle, the powers that be have actually reinstalled the right piece of equipment, and you can hear me on KFBK in Sacramento. You just never know. But I was talking about Ben Affleck. Now, Ben Affleck, look at this guy. He has more money than you and I will ever have. He has had beautiful women all his life, any woman he wants. Apparently, he has some addiction problems, but maybe they're handled. He was addicted to gambling, we know that. He was married to Jennifer Garner. She produced 3 children, one of whom's really annoying. But putting that aside, I'm like, well, now he's married Jennifer Lopez again, and seems to be surprised. But I think I found out what the problem is. He pulls down his pants. Jennifer remembers what she sees, and this is what she said.
This is not what I want. This looks like a dead chicken.
It looks like a dead chicken. Could there be a bigger buzzkill for a marriage than your wife seeing you naked in full sunlight, realizing what you look like?
This is not what I want. This looks like a dead chicken.
Mm-hmm. Every time there's a picture of Ben in the Daily Mail, which is every day, and the Daily Mail is the best newspaper we got. There's nothing better than the Daily Mail. If I want real news, I'll get it from the Daily Mail along with everything I never wanted to know about the royal family. But there's always a picture of him, and it's always the same picture. He's walking from a retail establishment with a cup in his hand. The man seems to buy a lot of coffee. And he always looks miserable. Absolutely miserable. He looked miserable when he's with Jennifer. He looks miserable when he's with Garner. He looks miserable when he's out with his kids. Here's a guy who can buy $20, $30 million mansions. No problem. Write the check. You and I are trying to figure out where to buy the cheapest milk. We're trying to figure out where we can get the gallon of milk for under $3. This guy has all the money. He has all of the hooch that he could ever imagine, and he looks miserable. It's a good lesson, children, that success and money and fame is not always the answer. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Frank Rizzo.
You're a real crumb bum.
Blah, blah, blah. 36 past the hour, James Copeland did a shocking thing. I offered James Copeland the rare and precious opportunity to be the guest star on Sterling Every Damn Night while I take vacation, mandated by my family. Unpleasant enough, why make it worse? And he said, no, I have to cover the fair. And because I'm international, I knew what fair he meant, and I respected his choice. James Copeland at the Giant Radio Station in Coffeyville, Kansas, welcome to Sterling Every Damn Night.
Hey, thank you, Walter. And yes, it was a pretty hard decision there to turn you down. But hey, maybe next time. But no, we have the Interstate Fair and Rodeo coming up here in the extreme southeast corner of the state. So that'll be kicking off here, the big preparation week. And then all next week, it's going to be going on. So, and of course, the radio station, as any good radio station would be, will be out there every damn night.
What would you say are two or three of the exhibits you look forward, James Copeland, to seeing? What do you look forward to seeing?
Well, you know, personally, and not a lot of people know this, but I was in 4-H for a brief stint. I was really more of a boy scout with, you know, doing Eagle Scout and all that. But for a brief time, I actually did have chickens, and so I did the poultry exhibit. So I always kind of have a soft spot for the chickens, and I always think it's kind of fun that at most fairs, when chickens lay eggs, they become the property of the fair. For whatever reason. But anyway, if you read the fine print, that's in there. But no, we're going to have a full night of rodeo. There's going to be a demolition derby, which is, if there's any sport more American than demolition derby, I'm not really sure what that would really be.
If a chicken lays an egg at the fair, what becomes property of the fair, the chicken or the egg?
The egg would. Now, I assume if the chicken gets abandoned, then the fair would have to figure out what to do with that. But no, yeah, they do. They're allowed to have the eggs, and I'm not sure if they make them into something for the judges or not. But no, that's that is kind of one of the weird things about that. So yeah, you always have to read the fine print.
If a chicken escapes, is there a community of rescue chickens as there are for rescue cats and dogs? Is that popular in Kansas where there are centers for rescue chickens?
You know, I think for most part, if a chicken escapes, it's, you know, it's just kind of par for the course. No one's really going to bat too much of an eye at that. I actually have, though, seen a goat, I believe it was last year. It just decided that it was time to hop out of its pen. So it did that. And thankfully, the guy I was with, a fellow colleague at the radio station, he has a long experience, you know, with goats, because, you know, we are an ag station, so we have to be reporting on these things and be ready at a moment's notice. So he helped corral it back and get it into its pen. But yeah, there's going to be all sorts of you know, sheep, goats, pigs, of course, and of course the mutton busting. They'll be getting the kids ready for that. Is mutton busting a big thing out there, or do I need to explain that?
Mutton busting is completely alien to most listeners to Sterling Every Damn Night. And I also think you should take a generous amount of time to share with us about your morning show in Coffeyville, Kansas. Some things about the radio station and how proud we are to be on your radio station.
Of course. Well, it's great to have Sterling on Sunday right here on the mighty 690 KGGF. 10,000 watts during the day, 5,000 at night, a directional pattern at all times. And, of course, we have a full-service radio station, so we have in the mornings on, I do the morning show. We have start out with a half-hour farm show, and I'm there from 5:30 until 1 o'clock. Our morning show actually does extend all the way until 1 o'clock, so it's many, many, many hours long. But we do buy, sell, trade, the opportunity for people to list their garage sales and items they might have for sale. And then, of course, like I said, we will be broadcasting live from our fair. We, of course, have a giant truck with a big boom antenna and all the hoopla that goes in with that. So, you know, we use the transmitters that people don't even bother to lug around anymore to fairs. Well, we do it the old way. But, hey, we've got we'll be interviewing, I'm sure, the kids from the mutton busting. That's when they actually have the sheep that they, you know, strap a child to. He tries to hold on for as long as the kid can, and then they usually end up falling off. And, you know, they don't usually get trampled. But, yeah, it's a great American pastime there. So, and then the demolition derby gets pretty violent. But there was actually a kid, I will tell you this quick story. He was in the demo derby, and he had never actually legally driven a car. The demo derby, of course, where you're trying to smash into each other's cars and stuff. He was too young to actually drive on the street, but he would drive in the demo derbies before he could actually even have a license. So, yeah, we start him young out here.
What's it called again?
So that would be the demo derby or demolition derby. And then we have the mutton busting, which is mutton.
Right. I heard the first syllable. I just heard mutt. I didn't hear mutton, so it's the mutton. I got it. And you strap kids to the sheep, and they could die.
Well, you know, hopefully not. But, you know, there's always a chance, I suppose. But, you know, they try to hold on to the sheep, and then they just fall off. And I guess the kid who gets to stay on the longest wins.
Is there a dunk tank?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're always, by law, I think almost any event you have in rural Kansas or the four-state area, you have to have a dunk tank. And usually whoever's sitting on the dunk tank is looks miserable.
Have you ever been forced, because you're a famous morning man, to be on the dunk tank?
I hope not, but I know it's coming. Now, we do have a mechanical bull riding contest that station personnel will be participating in. I think one of our staff actually had the record for the longest time falling off of the mechanical bull. But, yeah, that will be happening. It's just anything and everything. It's a big fair.
James Copeland, tell us the name of the fair again, where it is, and when it starts and ends.
That's right. It's the Interstate Fair and Rodeo here in Coffeeville, Kansas. And, yeah, we do actually make coffee here. And that's going to be starting August 11th. It goes all the way through the 17th into the morning of the 18th. So it will be a long, long time here. So that is, the Interstate Fair and Rodeo that is coming up here in Coffeeville, Kansas.
And if I don't live in Coffeeville, how do I get to hear the James Copeland Morning Show, which, trust me, is worth listening to?
All you have to do is go to kggfradio.com. That's kggfradio.com, and you can listen to the Mighty 690.
James did a great deal of work on Sterling every damn night. He's a great producer, a terrific broadcaster, and James, we are all very proud of you. So continued success, my friend.
Thanks. Good to be a part of it.
44 past the hour, 44 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. It's a live radio show. I know it's hard to handle, hard to understand. Many lame program directors go, well, you know, we'd rather run reruns of Art Bell, who's, how long's he been now? Oh, only 10 years. Nothing to worry about. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday. Coming up.
The best food in the Philadelphia area. Strippers on the loose. Later. Sterling every doggone night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of the guy that wanted to become a confidential informant, but he didn't want to be fingerprinted. I wonder why. Coming up in moments on Sterling every damn night.
A daring escape on a bicycle. People of Walmart, later, Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Judge Judy.
The three of you tried to be roommates, it didn't work out, and now you're bothering us.
You're right, Your Honor.
You're right. I know I'm right. So let's deal with this quickly and expeditiously, because it's sushi day today.
One day I'll find out how those rejoins rotate, because that one only airs on Sundays, and I never hear it during the week. And I'm told they all rotate, and they don't. These are the things that that caused me to suffer. Stephen and Selena at JB Bakery, do you realize who came into your bakery today in Burlington, New Jersey? Do you realize who came in?
Hey, Walter, happy National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I do know who came in today. I got the email.
The legendary
Mr. Dan Gaffney.
The morning man on Delaware 105.9. The morning man on Delaware 105.9. Dan Gaffney, who's been at that station since Marconi. And he came in, and he was very impressed. I'm sorry I put the two of you to sleep. I apologize. Now I'll talk to Selena, who's interesting. Selena, what recipe are we offering today? Could you please tell us what recipe a Midnight Misfit can get from the JB Bakery today, Selena?
So today we're in honor of National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. We're talking about the Brookie, which is pretty much the best thing ever. It's easy to make, and it combines two classic desserts, a chocolate chip cookie and a brownie, and you basically mix them together. And that's our recipe for today. I'm really excited about it. It's the perfect day for it because it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. It was really a success at the bakery today. And everyone really liked we gave out samples of chocolate chip cookie cakes. So they really liked that too.
Was that the biggest seller today at the JB Bakery?
I would say that or just a regular classic chocolate chip cookie. We make a really large one at the bakery, kind of one of our staple things there is we make large bakery cookies. So we'll have chocolate chip and peanut butter and all those different flavors. So those sold really well today as well.
Now, I've noticed that bakeries are great for everything except cookies. And the reason I've always had trouble with bakery cookies, notably chocolate chip cookies, is yes, they are big, but they always seem sort of stale. Do you turn them over every day? Do you have soft chocolate chip cookies?
So I've definitely noticed that too. And I have to say that I've tried a lot of bakery cookies in my life. I definitely don't like other bakery cookies as much as the JB cookies. And that's a little biased probably coming from me. But the cookies we made, they are usually a little bit on the crispier side just because if we make them too soft, they will fall apart. So we do make a crispy chocolate chip cookie, but they're not stale. They're always soft in the middle, but crunchy on the outside.
Now, Selena at the JB Bakery in Burlington, has there been a revolt among the employees that there's a relationship with a capital R between you, Selena, an employee, and the owner, Stephen? Has this gotten to the revolt level?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say because, I mean, I'm sure anyone who has employees knows that everything's always a revolt with employees. There's always something to revolt about. I don't know. I mean, sometimes something happens and then it doesn't really do anything for a while and then I find something else out. So I don't know. Not really revolt just yet, but we'll have to wait and see. Maybe something will happen with that.
Do you feel it's caused mostly not, as people would suspect, by women employees, but by men employees who are jealous of Stephen, that you give Stephen attention?
So it's possible, but it's hard to comment on that. And I think I said this before, because most of the employees are women anyway, it's a little hard to say which one which group reacts worse to the relationship because there's so many more women there than men.
It's true. There's always some trouble with employees. The worst employee revolt complaint ever that I ever ran into, and I'm sure nothing is at this level at the JB Bakery, at the Union Control Board Operators at radio station KYUU in San Francisco, owned by NBC, the Union Control Board Operators filed a union grievance against NBC because the water in the bathrooms was too hot. And when you have a grievance like that, you don't even know where to begin. So I'm telling you that story, Stephen, so you realize you have absolutely no problems.
Well, usually it's not the water that's hot. It's usually the kitchen and the bathroom because I don't put any air conditioning in the bathroom. This way people don't spend too much time in the bathroom to get back to work. That's usually the biggest issue, especially during the summer. This way I could keep everybody working. So if they have any problems, they're just like, you got to go back to work. I give them cookies to dip because it's important to make a bakery cookie. Most bakeries just buy them out of boxes and put them on the pan. And I could tell a box cookie from a real bakery cookie. So that's what I have to say about that.
Is that what the problem is in most bakeries? They're buying pre-made cookies, and then they're doing what to them? They heat them, or they just put them on the tray?
They just slide them right onto the tray. They buy them from, like, their bakery distributor, and they just slide them on the tray. And they look like people ask for certain cookies. I'm like, no, I don't make those cookies because I know you got them at another bakery that doesn't make their own cookies. They just take them out of a box and slide them onto the tray. It's terrible. They taste like cardboard. They don't have any flavor. And you're right, they are stale because they were made months. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
So
all my life.
I refuse to buy box cookies.
Thank you, Stephen at JB Bakery. I have wondered all my life why bakeries can't make cookies. And this explains
it. There's this one that looks like a little gingerbread man, like a little man, like a little vanilla or chocolate man. And they look really cool, but they taste terrible. And a lot of bakeries have them. I can't make them because you need a special machine for them, but I hand cut all my stuff instead.
JB Bakery, they've created a special custom recipe for Midnight Misfits. The recipe is for a chocolate chip cookie / brownie. It's a combination. What do you call it again?
It's a brookie. It's really delicious.
It's a
fudgy brownie. Yeah. B-R-O-O-K-I-E. Brownie cookie smashed together.
Thank you. I will send you the recipe if you send me a note, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, because I can't get an Odyssey email. What the hell is wrong with them? WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Ask for the recipe. We'll send it to you within 24 hours, but you got to let me know how it worked out. Now, Steve gives real tips, useful tips, and there's an attractive photo of both of them and the brookie. And they're ridiculously delicious. Fantastic. All right, Selena. All right, Stephen. Thank you for being part of Sterling Every Damn Night. JB Bakery, Burlington, New Jersey. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Ask for the recipe. It'll be sent to you within a day. And nothing else. We won't bother you with wacky email addresses or anything. Now, coming up, we have Mateo from Hollywood, who's going to tell us about the latest movie worth seeing that has naked women, mostly naked women. And Keith Fawn will be on with us next week. He's in Alaska. He was sick. He feels better. He's recovered, and I look forward to his report. He's actually going to work tonight. Otherwise, he would have been on sooner. It's a giant radio show. And Dr. Dave, meteorologist, will have updates on the weather situation, focused on the tropical storm turning into a hurricane in Florida. This is why we should be on WSB, the only live meteorologist you're going to get in Atlanta at this time. It's just everything you could ever dream of. Everything. Sean, how much time do I got here? 20 seconds. This gives me a chance to tell you that I have a great website. It's WalterSterlingShow.com, WalterSterlingShow.com, and the email again is WalterMSterling@gmail.com. But I want to talk to you. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
All right, it's 6 minutes past the hour. 6 minutes past the hour. We are keeping a constant eye on the hurricane and the tropical storm off the coast of Florida, meteorologist Dr. Dave Eisen.
Call Walter
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'd like to know what happened this weekend that really annoyed you. Because you've been stuck in that car now for a long drive home from the lake, the shore, the beach, the cottage country in Toronto. What's really annoyed you? What's annoyed me is that when my current wife said, you need to d-
discuss anything you spend money on. I'm like, you spent $10 for a subscription to the Daily News. I said, yeah, it's $10 for a year. It's a surprise.
Because I'm going to tell you something. If you want a man to love you forever and ever and ever and ever, listen to the woman who's been divorced 3 times. You want him to love you forever? Don't talk to him. I didn't say don't talk with him. I just said don't talk to him. Men will tell you when they have something to say because they are task oriented. When a man talks to a woman, he has something in mind. Okay? A beginning, a middle, an end. My work here is done. Something has been accomplished. Women are drunk drivers on the information highway. We don't have to have a point. We just talk. We just talk. Because that 15 to 1 is creating pressure behind our eyes. See, we have to talk. They don't. They got a lot of room in there. They're very comfortable. I wish these were jokes. I really do.
Mateos. In Hollywood. Welcome to Sterling Every Damn Night.
I'm delighted to be here, Walter, amid the midnight misfits. They're my kind of people. If you think about it, I spend most of my time in dark rooms watching movies. Some of them are 2 hours I can never get back. I feel akin to all of our midnight misfits listening to Sterling on Sunday and every damn night, too, on other stations, too.
Do you find that being alone in the dark room watching the movie can give you a false reading? Not being surrounded by a crowd reaction?
That's an excellent question. I'll tell you that often I watch movies at home because the studio sends me links. But many times they'll have film screenings throughout California that I attend, and I prefer an audience because I'm perceiving the movie at my own level, and then I'm seeing what the public is responding to, and it's very telling sometimes. Other times it's a little frightening. But that being said, yes, I think that's a very interesting aspect, yes. And by myself, it's way different than with an audience, and I think it's better with an audience.
Have you ever gotten it wrong? Have you ever thought a movie was terrible, and then it was seen by audiences, and you're like, geez, if I had seen it with an audience, I would have known it was a lot better than I thought.
Well, better is an interesting value to assign. Whether it's popular or a crowd pleaser, certainly that would be the case. Many films I have disliked have gone on to be very popular with audiences. And, you know, it's a hard point to call for me, because what is it that makes a movie better? And this is my argument. The argument is that there's so many disciplines that go into making a movie. If the sound guy does his job poorly, it screws up the performances of the actors. If the direction's off, or any element can go south in a movie in such a collaborative effort. But when everyone is working together and it works just right, then you have a chance of having something that could be memorable and enjoyable for people. So it's hard to say what's bad and what's good, because one discipline can screw up the whole package.
You and I are talking to Mateos Boom Boom, who's in Hollywood, and he's a film critic and a savant about films and movies and things that you and I really like and are entertained by. And I am shocked that he loves, not only does he love this show, but he's listened to this show for years. By the way, are we on KFBK today? Can you tell?
No, I think they are still. I communicated with the engineers over there, and they are still in process of putting in that particular device to make it happen. But I'm going to ride them real hard to make sure that Northern California gets the show, because they've been missing it.
Yeah, and they've taken so long. They could have built it from scratch by now. It's a plug-in. It's a digital plug-in. That's all they have to do. And I'm shocked and embarrassed that there's this sort of amateur night once we get to California. Now, listen, Mateos, about this crowd thing, I'm haunted by the question I asked you, which is, has it made a difference? Do you think you misdiagnosed a movie because you weren't with a crowd? I did. I've never told this story before. I've been embarrassed for decades to tell this story. But I think because you are a professional film savant, I can tell this story. I used to work for ABC Radio,
And I loved working for ABC Radio. When I was there, it was not owned by Disney. It wasn't owned by Cap Cities. It was owned by ABC. And it was run by a broadcaster and a brilliant man named Leonard Goldenson. And my boss came into my office and said, listen, you're going to go to L.A. and you're going to watch this movie and decide whether or not we're going to make a deal with them for the ABC Radio network. We're going to make a deal for the young audiences of the ABC Radio network. Go watch the movie. See what you think. I go to the film studio. It was shown at the studio itself. I was alone in a very large auditorium with three or four film executives outside waiting to hear my verdict as to whether or not they could make a deal with ABC. I watched it and decided that we were not going to make a deal to co-promote Animal House. And as I was leaving, one of the executives sort of saw my face. He said, it's really a crowd movie. You really need to see it with a crowd. I'm like, oh, okay, fine, goodbye. And we didn't make the deal because I'm so brilliant about pop culture. We didn't make a deal for Animal House. Therefore, never listen to me when it comes to anything about films. But the other thing I have to mention to you is one of my best friends, and be very careful about what I'm about to say in terms of the names. One of my best friends in life is Bob. Let me understand and underline Bob Weinstein. Bob. And Bob is a brilliant man. And he, when films were, his films were released, when the Miramax films were released, they were released in the Valley, and everybody was given a card. It was a card audience to vote whether or not they liked it or hated it. And that man stood in those theaters, and he waited for those cards to come out, and he often stood there and counted the cards himself. And he knew from those screenings whether or not he had a viable movie. And the other person who did that, which was amazing to me, is when I worked at ABC, Leonard Goldenson, the chairman, was at a meeting, a corporate meeting, a corporate offsite. And he's leaving early. And I didn't have a mortgage or a wife, and I was a smartass. And I look at the chairman of ABC, I go, where are you going? He was leaving early. He's like, where are you going? And he looked at me, he said, we have a movie coming out today, and I like to stand outside the theater and ask the audience if they liked my movie. And I'm like, wow. Like, wow. That's a showman.
Absolutely. That's the kind of dedication you rarely see in Hollywood today, where most of the industry is run by bean counters that have no love for what they're doing. But I think that's across the board in many of our industries today, too.
Leonard, at the business plans each year for ABC, when the head of each division would come in and present their business plan, he did not allow in the finance or business manager of that division. He didn't allow them in, because he expected his division presidents to know their numbers. So the division president couldn't look at his money guy and say, well, how much is that? No, 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 no. Leonard expected the operators to know their numbers. What else you got? Do you have any other gossip for us? Oh, did you hear why Jennifer Lopez actually is leaving Ben Affleck? Did you hear this?
No, I haven't heard it yet. Tell me.
Ben pulled down his pants for the first time that she had seen him in a long time. He pulled down his pants and she went this.
This is not what I want. This is just looks like a dead chicken.
Did you hear that?
This is not what I want. This is just looks like a dead chicken.
If she was very disappointed in Ben.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
all right, Mateus.
I think he's made of cardboard, personally.
Have you ever seen a picture of him? The picture is always the same. He's in fatigues. He's carrying a cup out of some retail establishment in Hollywood. Every day it's the same picture in the Daily Mail. He looks miserable. He looks miserable if he's Jennifer Garner,
Jennifer Lopez, his kids. This is the most miserable looking man that owns a $60 million house I have ever seen.
Yes, I think I have to agree with you there, Walter.
You ever see a picture of him smiling, ever?
No, it's pretty rare. Even in films, when he's acting happy, he doesn't seem happy.
Exactly. Well, you and I are happy, Mateus. How do we get in touch with you at any time?
At MAB Hollywood on your web browser. That's MAB, like the city, Hollywood. Or on Facebook at Mateus Bombals Hollywood. That's Mateus, M-A-T-I-A-S, Bombal, B-O-M-B-A-L, Mateus Bombals Hollywood on Facebook.
We'll talk to you on Friday. Thank you for being on Sterling every damn night. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, and I look forward to talking to you about what annoyed you this weekend. This is a good place to dump anonymously. You can use a secret voice. You can disguise your voice if you want. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
A daring escape on a bicycle. People of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I tell the story of the guy that wanted to become a confidential informant, but he didn't want to be fingerprinted. I wonder why. Coming up in moments on Sterling every damn night.
The best food in the Philadelphia area. Strippers on the loose. Later. Sterling every doggone night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688. WALT.
Sterling every night, inspired by Europeans who think they know America.
I wake up at 8 a.m. to the sound of gunshots and violence. Then after that, I have breakfast, an 18-piece fried chicken bucket with a 2-liter bottle of Coke. Then at 9 a.m., I start my daily commute from Los Angeles, California to New York City. Along the way, I drive through intense poverty and homelessness.
Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to talk about working with confidential informants. I was never a fan of working with informants. I didn't really trust them, and I've had mixed results. Some guys that I worked with had great informants. They'd call them on time. They was always spot on. I just always found them to be a big pain in the butt and very needy. There was a detective in my office one day that was working on a case, and he had an informant that owned a body shop, and the guy from the body shop was feeding him stolen cars from kids in the neighborhood that were ripping off cars. One day the detective came up to me and says, "Hey, his partner wants to be an informant too." And I looked at him like he was nuts. I'm like, the whole point of being a confidential informant is it's confidential. You don't go around telling friends and family, "Hey, I'm working with the police." So I was intrigued, and I agreed to meet with this informant and his business partner that wanted to be informant. And I'm sitting down talking to these two guys, and I'm basically asking him, like, "Well, what can you give me?" And basically all he could give me was what the other guy gave the other detective. And I'm saying to myself, this guy wants to use me as like a bulletproof vest to insulate him from when he gets arrested or gets in trouble, that he can say, "Hey, I'm working with Detective Ferrari." So I asked him, "If you want to be a confidential informant, I got to do a ton of paperwork. Let me see your ID." "Well, I don't have ID." "You don't have a driver's license?" "No." All he gave me was a name. So I says, "Listen, if you want to be an informant, I'm going to have to fingerprint you." Then he started getting a little squirrely. "I don't understand. Why do you want to fingerprint me?" I says, "Listen, I got to know who you are. You can tell me who you are." I says, "I need to know who you are." So I brought him to the precinct. I took a set of fingerprints and I submitted them. A couple of days later, the guy's fingerprints comes back as a wanted fugitive from the Dominican Republic. Somehow he had slipped into the country through Nogales, where he was caught by immigration in like 1990. And they gave him an immigration hearing date 4 years later. He never showed up. And here we are 20 years later. And he had taken a bunch of arrests since then. But what he would do is every time he got arrested, he would give a bogus name. He never got arrested for anything that would keep him in jail. So when the warrant squad went to look for him, or when immigration would come for him, when his prints would pop, he was nowhere to be found. So what I did was I called up my contact in immigration and I told them, listen, I told them the story and they said, oh, he's an easy number. Yeah, tell us where he is. So they came to my office one morning. I parked outside the body shop. They went inside and took him out. The next thing you know, my partner's phone is ringing off the hook. He goes, immigration just grabbed your potential informant. I says, no kidding. So I went down to the detention center and this guy wasn't too happy with me. And he says, it's because you fingerprinted me, I'm going to get kicked out of the country. I said, you're right. So for more interesting NYPD stories, be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Laughing in the Line of Duty.
Wes Scantlin, the frontman for Puddle of Mud, was arrested this week after a standoff with police following a traffic stop. The 52-year-old was reportedly stopped in Burbank, California, when police realized he also had an outstanding warrant for having a weapon in an airport. Bad move. That is when they reportedly asked him to step out of his Hummer, and he refused. Well, it's reported that police eventually called in a crisis negotiator for the lead singer of Puddle of Mud, Mr. Scantlin, and then he was pepper sprayed. Still, that was not enough to get him out of the Hummer. And that is when a SWAT team, this is for a traffic stop, was reportedly brought in. The SWAT team broke Scantlin's window and shot him with pepper balls that brought him to give himself up. The police were able to SWAT out of a Hummer the lead singer, 52-year-old man, for Puddle of Mud, an unarmed man. Meanwhile, a SWAT team could not prevent a 20-year-old punk from shooting and killing a retired fireman in Butler, Pennsylvania, injuring the United States president and two Americans who came to watch a politician give a speech. They couldn't take out the 20-year-old punk, but boy, son of a gun, on a traffic stop, we're going to get the lead singer a Puddle of Mud, Sterling Every Night.
Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. We had to move the date to Thursday, September 12th. We'll talk the election, all things Trump, 2 days after the next scheduled presidential debate. Think about that. Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. Now September 12th, Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood. All the ticket details and everything else at 1210WPHT.com. Be there September 12th.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
If the summer heat hasn't convinced you to replace your old windows and doors, then maybe my good friends at Guided Door and Window can help by giving you an extra month to do so at their best prices of the year. Take advantage of Guida's big summer sale and receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all expertly installed high-performance triple-pane windows. And 40% off any high-quality door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can easily buy now and pay later with Guida's low monthly payment plans or interest-free financing up to 18 months. Don't wait until fall like everyone else to replace your windows and doors. You need to go Guida right now so you can take advantage of these huge savings. All prior sales excluded. Offer expires at the end of August. So call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at GoGuided.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
Look through your children's eyes and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Click this link now to review my bank transfer. I didn't make a bank transfer. Ugh, another phishing message. Are you frustrated by these too? So much of our lives are online today. To make sure my information is protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World resources. They've got four simple ways we can stay safe online. First, learn to recognize and report phishing. Next, create a strong, unique password for each online account, and use a password manager if you can. Then turn on multi-factor authentication for extra security, and you'll receive a code when logging in. And finally, turn on automatic software updates for convenience and safety. Click here to track my delivery. Another phishing message. But now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at cisa.gov/secureourworld for more quick, easy tips to be safer online.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ashley Benson.
The last time I lied, I had plans and I canceled them. And I just said I was very sick and I wasn't, but I was also, you know, that happened.
WALT is my phone number, 888-688-9258. What annoyed you this weekend? Did you have a pure weekend? Nothing annoyed you? I bet you one thing annoyed you. And right now, on your way to the third shift on a Monday morning or on your way to bed, you're thinking about something that annoyed you. Craw. Get it out. Get it out of your brain. What is your brain? It is bad information in infinite space. That's your brain. I know that because it's mine. And the way you get rid of the crap in our brains is we tell somebody or we write it down. But as long as it's in my brain, it's bad information in infinite space. 888-688-9258. I'm annoyed that my wife has this progressive disease where she wants me to tell her every penny that I spend. Including this weekend, what did I do? I bought a $10 subscription to the New York Daily News. I don't even really like the New York Daily News, just that I'm on every damn day. I need a lot of information. I need a lot of inspiration. A lot of things to make me think about things like Dom Giordano.
It's not something you'd expect to see in America, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, the point is, the cops told me, picture we're at this... Look, and you know, I cover these things. I get nervous, though, when there's bodily fluids and all. You know what I mean?
Dom's very nervous about bodily fluids. I am not nervous about bodily fluids because it's not a possibility. In order to be worried about bodily fluids, either I have to go to a crime scene, which I'm not going to do. Why? Well, I'm not Dom Giordano. Or you have to have sex, and you know about that. How many years married? Exactly. As a result, I'm not Dom Giordano. But
I need a lot of information in order to make a compelling, interesting show for you, because no other show has information like this.
If you tell another girl she smells good, that's a body. If you pay for another girl's food or coffee, that's a body. If you move a girl's hair out of her face, three bodies. If you let a girl borrow your clothes, that's a body. If you let another girl do your makeup, that's three bodies. If you're getting behind a girl and you put your hand in the small of her back, that's a body. Buy another girl a drink, that's a body. If I'm talking about how a girl really annoys me or I might not like her and you defend her, that's a body. If you take another girl on your boat that's not like your friend's girlfriend, that's a body. If you let another girl drive your car, that's two bodies. If you give a girl a ride home after a night out because she was out and you were sober at home, that's a body. If you tickle another girl, three bodies. If you help another girl put jewelry on, that's a body.
No idea what she's talking about, but it sounds hot. She has that hot thing that hot women have. She has that thing, that little sexy lilt at the end of each word that makes you horny. You, yes, you and the 18-wheeler going to the love truck stop. You on Route 80, traversing the country. I-91, suffering. 95, from Florida to New York City. You hit the Jersey Turnpike. What happens there? You have to pay a toll? What? The rest of the highway, you don't pay a toll. You hit the Jersey Turnpike. You hit the Jersey part of I-95. They've rewrapped it. They rewrapped I-95, said, let's see. How can we charge a toll? I know. Let's change its name to the Jersey Turnpike. Don't remind them it's 95, a federally built highway that's free in the rest of America. They don't charge anything for it in Georgia. Don't charge anything for it in Florida. Only when we hit the Garden State. And all the crooks go, wait a minute, there's a lot of people coming here. We need stuff. We need to buy some things. Charge them a toll. And then they do. $1 billion a year at the Jersey Turnpike. How is that possible? $1 billion a year. 88, these are the things that annoy me. Any toll. How about that Chesapeake Bay Bridge, the $400 toll? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. You probably have a friend or two that has had the show-off birthday party for kids, the show-off birthday party where they bring in livestock, a petting zoo, or those giant inflatables that they rent. A 5-year-old boy was killed and another child injured after a wind gust lifted a bouncy house 20 feet in the air at a Maryland baseball game. It carried over a wall and dropped it onto the playing field, and the children fell out. Can you imagine the horror of those parents? The tragedy happened just before 9:30 on Friday. What the hell is a 5-year-old doing out at 9:30 on a Friday? At the Southern Maryland's Blue Crabs baseball team, they were playing the York Revolution. That doesn't matter. Police did not say how many children were inside the bouncy house when it went in the air, or what caused the wind to overcome the stakes. Oh, I know what caused the wind to overcome the stakes. The people who put the stakes in the ground had been drinking all afternoon, I'll bet you, in my opinion. Did that cover it? Okay. First responders were on hand for the game. They were already there for the game and rushed over to help the children and the trainers. A 5-year-old boy from La Plata, Maryland, was pronounced dead at Children's Hospital after being rushed there with life-threatening injuries. Second child was hurt. Both were flown in a helicopter to a hospital. The kid was killed getting in the bouncy house. I have seen bouncy houses that were not stable. Unstable bouncy houses. Have you ever gotten nervous when you see your kid in the bouncy house? I do. I'm nervous when they're on trampolines. I'm nervous anytime kids are bouncing anywhere. Or they experiment. They're on a trampoline, they're in a bouncy house, and they decide to bounce with other objects. They bring in balls, chairs, furniture, rocks. Let's see what happens with this, and then they bounce. I've never liked bouncy houses, and I especially don't like it when I have a friend or a neighbor or my brother who's rich, invites us over. Invites me and my 3 kids over, and in his huge backyard with pool, there's a giant bouncy house that he just rented for the afternoon. And then has the audacity to throw rocks in the water about how I spend money. He rents a bouncy house, builds an addition to his house to secure housing for his mother-in-law, gives her her own entrance. But God help me if I asked him to help me with housing. God help me. That would just be wrong. I don't get it. I don't get family money. Here's how my family money works. See if it matches yours. If I have money and you need money, you can have it. Because if you're my friend, Neil Paul, if you're my friend, Beryl Kravitz, if you're my friend, Mark Simone, and you need money, it's here. Take it. Because I know before anybody I know, and I'm speaking for you too, anybody I know needs money, they have thought about it long and hard and suffered dearly before they got to the point where they needed it and the courage to ask anybody, much less me. That takes a level of courage for you to ask a friend or a family member for money, and that courage is never recognized, is it? Instead, what's recognized is, why do you need that? What do you spend your money on? Where does it go? Doesn't matter where it goes. If you're at the point where you need money from a friend or family member, it takes courage to ask for that help. And that should be recognized. The best experience I had 10 years ago when I was in trouble, real trouble, and needed money to house my family for a variety of horrible reasons having to do with Barack Obama's economy. I asked a friend who's an actor. Actors never have money. But he was a working actor. He had parts in TV shows that you've watched, Broadway shows that you've heard about. A working actor. Nice young man. Very cute. Nice young man. And I asked him for money. I asked him for $1,000. Didn't hesitate. We walked to an ATM. He dipped the card. He handed me $1,000. And he looked at me and he said, "Now you know what you do when you're in trouble again. You know what you do when you need money again, right?" I said, "What? What do I do?" "Ask me again." That's what he said. "Ask me again." That's what a gentleman, a friend, a decent human being does when you're in trouble. They realize you're in deep trouble to come to the point of needing to ask for money. And it needs to be greeted that way. And if you don't have the money and you can't give it to them, you say, "I don't have the money, I can't give it to you." But you don't judge them. You don't become harsh. What'd you do with your money? You don't do that. Because it is painful for the person asking you for help to ask for help. As Americans, we are just not good at asking for help. We're the helpers of the world. That's what we do. Walter M. Sterling, good evening. Great to be with you, I think. I love being in the 18-wheeler. I love being in the 4-wheeler coming back from a long weekend. What has annoyed you this weekend? What's annoyed you? Here's my phone number. Let's talk about it. 888-688-WALT. Yeah, I'm live. You can call me right now. This is not a best of. I don't believe in that. That's crap. That's garbage. You ever hear on the radio anybody say, "This is a best of the big toe show"? That's garbage. This is a live radio show at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, Sterling, every damn night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Good evening. I'm your announcer, Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling every damn night. You and I are keeping an eye on the weather in the southeast. Tropical storm, could become a hurricane. Meteorologist, Dr. Dave Eisen.
Will it be rain, snow, cold, warm, or hot? And discover just what is what with weather news from Dr. Dave, coming to us from the weather cave, from the mighty
PhD.
We have to relabel the jingles so that the ones that belong on this show on Sunday night, which are national, it's a national show. And then there are other ones on a local show in Philadelphia. They are two different phone numbers. And yet, here I am alone trying to make that work. The number to call me is 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Let's you and I talk. What annoyed you this weekend? What annoyed you? There's one thing that on your way to the late shift, the third shift right now, you're like, geez, I wish that hadn't happened. Or something that is trying to get you to stay awake when your goal is to get to sleep. The best advice I ever heard about how to get to sleep is this. It works for me every time. Usually what keeps me up is if I'm obsessing about something. Money, relationships, landlords, or my a-hole relatives. Something like that. And I obsess about it. And I obsess, I wish I could change the past, or I wish I could predict and change the future. But it's obsession about something that is a lie. And the lie is that I cannot change the past. I cannot rewrite the past. And the future is I cannot get Ashley Benson to date me. I cannot get Melanie Griffith to be nude for me in person. These are the obsessions. These are lies. Turns out that our brains cannot settle on a lie. Predicting the future, changing the past, those are lies. Not going to happen. Can't happen. That's why in every country but this one, fortune telling is illegal because it's fraud. It's a lie. Here, no problem. You want to make money? Great. Capitalist society, proud of it, not an issue. But if I think about what I know to be true, today is Sunday. Today is Sunday. I'm on the radio six nights a week. If I MyPillow, great product. If I think about what I know to be true, I'll fall right to sleep. If I think about what I imagine to be true, I will never fall asleep. Try it. Think about what you know to be true. Just repeat that in your head over and over. I promise you, you'll fall asleep. And send me a note or call me and let me know if it worked. My email is Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. I don't know which newscast you heard just now. It depends where you're listening. It could be on KMBZ or on KFBK. Oh, no, we're not on KFBK yet. Oh, my God, yes. What geniuses had involved in that decision? But it'll be back on. Where was I going? What was I about to say? Oh, if you heard in the newscast that the bad weather, the hurricane force winds, the increase in tropical storms this season is due to man-made climate change. That is crap. If you had a weekly reader when you were in third grade, you learned that we are at the end of an ice age. The Earth is at the end of an ice age. All of this used to be covered by ice. And every year, a little of that ice melts, and every year, the Earth gets warmer all on its own. It has nothing to do with your Chevy Cruze exhaust.
Well, it's very difficult for anybody to be against it because the media has told the nation over and over again, day after day, for 20 years, that the oceans are rising, the polar bears are dying, the sea, the ice is melting, that storms are going to sweep the earth, and that we're all going to die of a heat wave. I mean, this is an incredible bad, bad science. Well, there are 9,000 PhDs and 31 scientists who have signed a petition that says it is not a significant greenhouse gas. Oh, it's a teeny, itsy bitsy greenhouse gas, but it's not in any way significant.
The great meteorologist John Coleman explaining that there's no such thing as man-made climate warming. I hope you've paid attention to that. It reminds me of my mother.
All the money you give to Angie Bonfancero and who knows what other widows you've got on your payroll.
It's a business expense.
But there's not enough to make sure your own daughter is protected.
I won't pay. I don't do much about extortion.
I know that you've probably spent some of the weekend with your relatives who you don't like. Being a loner, being a misfit, that's what you and I are, Beryl Kravitz, Dee Wells, Rosemary Furlong, Neil Paul. We are loners and introverts, and we react the opposite to the rest of the world. I look forward to having events canceled. I am not bothered by hours and hours of solitude. The worst thing you can do to me is come up to me by surprise and say, oh, you want to grab a quick lunch? No, I was sitting here happy. Well, why are you? Aren't you lonely that you spend so much time alone? No. As an introvert, I need the time to recharge. If I spend time with you, I'm not happier at the end. I'm exhausted. Extroverts, the entire sales department, they're very excited to be with other people. They get charged by being with other people. If they sit alone too long, they have to pick up the phone and call and say, hey, you want to go do something? No, I never want to go do something. I never have. And for years, I just thought that In My Room by the Beach Boys was a happy song. Now I've come to learn that there are really two basic types. There are introverts and extroverts, and you and I are introverts. We get to spend the special time each week knowing that this is our alone time. Nobody can take this from us. And I offer you a membership card. You get to be alone with others, but you don't have to talk to them, communicate with them. You can just sit there and be alone with them. You get the membership card at waltersterlingshow.com. 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 In a week or so, like a week, yeah, I have to go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I have no idea why. I like the Jersey Shore. I like Bermuda. I like Santa Monica. I like Maui, Malibu, all the beaches of southern Florida, Fort Lauderdale Beach. Love it. Love it. But instead, I have to go with my wife's family to the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Now, this may sound like the ultimate luxury problem, and it is. Except that it's a real problem because we can't afford to fly to Norfolk and then drive 3 hours to the beach. Well, we have to drive 12 hours, 9 hours to Norfolk, and then 3 hours to the beach. My daughters, my two oldest daughters, they are in Europe on their aunt's dime. They're flying back to Norfolk. There's insanity. And on our way there, we're supposed to pick them up at the airport at 5 p.m. Now, you know that plane will be late. And after a nine-hour drive, the insanity of us having to then drive another 3 hours to get to a beach, which to me is nowhere as good as a Jersey Shore beach or Fort Lauderdale beach, nowhere close. Why? Because there's nothing there. It's made for people from Illinois, Kansas, Ohio. There's nothing there. You go there, there's the beach. Where's the boardwalk? Nah, no boardwalk. Miniature golf? No miniature golf. There's nothing else except that I have to sit there for a week with my sister-in-law and her husband and their random friends who will stay there for a week who I will find offensive. But you know what I've decided to do just for fun? I have a bag of the best coffee you could ever get. I'm not kidding. There's no hyperbole. It is MyPillow Coffee, Mike Lindell Markets Coffee. Look at MyPillow.com. Look there. You'll see you can buy Mike Lindell Coffee, Mr. Coffee. On the package is a picture of Mike Lindell holding a big American flag. It is great coffee. Order it. Get the discount. Put in Walter in the promo code. Do it. I get credit. You'll get great coffee. It is spectacular coffee. I ordered some last week. I got it yesterday. I'm in heaven. Great coffee. MyPillow.com. Walter. Okay, I'm going to bring the package with a full-color picture of Mike Lindell with the American flag to this place that I'm sure is filled with people who don't love Mr. Lindell. I'll just put it on that counter and start the conversation. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by pilot error.
Keep us out over the lake south of the city for now at 3,000 feet. But I'm not sure we're going to maintain 3,000 very easy.
Keith Mortensen reports that traffic is horrible in Norfolk at 5 p.m. Good luck, I'll bet you. His house in Florida is getting done. Keith Mortensen, an important listener to Sterling every damn night, a misfit who's finally retired from being a UPS driver, the 18-wheeler UPSs, not those silly little trucks. But Keith, you're a buddy, you're a pal. Thank you so much for listening. Your granddaughter is gorgeous. I appreciate it. 888-688-WALT. Stanley, welcome to Sterling every damn night. Hi. Of course he did. We have to keep talking to them. Sue, welcome to Sterling every damn night. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Walter.
What do you have to report, Sue?
Well, the one thing that's annoying me is nobody in my building of 98 senior apartments has been able to do their laundry for a week.
Why
not
is
because
that, Sue?
The washers are broken.
No, tell us in detail why, Sue. Why?
The washers are working fine. We have a machine that you load a debit card into. That is not working. So nobody can load their debit cards to put into the washers and dryers to do their laundry.
What is the recourse?
And,
what are you guys doing about it?
Complaining. And they're saying it's not their fault because this is contracted out to another company and they have put in many complaints, but so far the company has not responded.
Of course it's their fault because they picked the company to contract it out to. The other signature on the contract is with your landlord. It's totally
right.
Their fault. Totally
Which
their fault.
Which is the housing authority who doesn't care.
Oh, it's a city housing authority building. Well,
yes.
Congratulations.
County housing authority.
Congratulations for having water, heat. I mean, you're way ahead. Is there central air in that building?
When it works.
How's it working today and yesterday?
It's working fine today, but I had another lady tell me hers was not working.
Well, the recourse is this. The city housing should make that laundry free as a way to make amends to you. And which city is this?
This is Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to send me an email, private email to me. It's going to go to me. And you're going to tell me your address. And tomorrow morning, I'm going to be all over them. And I'm going to threaten to put them on the air. I'm going to name names. I'm going to name the names of the authority. And I'll threaten to put it on the air on WPHT in Philadelphia tomorrow.
No, I'm near Pittsburgh.
On KDKA. We'll get it on KDKA, okay?
Well, I don't listen to you on KDKA.
Well, how do you listen to me?
I listen online on KXNT because they run your entire show. KDKA does not run your entire show.
And have you complained to them about that?
I tried, but I couldn't figure out where to complain. There's no phone number to call. There's no email to send to.
All right, so here's what you got to do. Send me a note. Send me a note to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I will help you with this. And KXNT in Las Vegas is a great radio station. Thank you for listening to them. And I will tell you exactly how to complain to KDKA, okay?
Okay, @gmail.com.
WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Sue, I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling. 888-688-WALT. Keith in Illinois. Welcome to Sterling every damn night. Hi, Keith.
How are you doing tonight, Mr. Sterling? And I do appreciate you taking my call. I told the screener it was two things, but I thought of another thing while I was listening to Sue.
Yes, what annoyed you? What annoyed you this weekend, Keith? What annoyed you?
Well, it's the BS spin that's going on about Vice President Harris.
Which particular BS about her annoys you? Because it's a long list.
Pretty much all the bad things, sir. But that's what I wanted to say about that. But on the climate, I completely agree with you. We are at the end of an ice age, and this is normal.
I don't understand that. Well, I do understand. If you're a crook, there's a lot of money in announcing that you're running a green business. You can get all sorts of grants and subsidies and loans by announcing that you're a green business. But in order to do that, you have to announce that you believe all of these climate problems are made because we drive Chevrolets. And I'm like, no, hi, I remember third grade. They taught us why it's getting warmer every year. It's because we're at the end of an ice age. What else is going on, Keith?
Oh, well, sir, the third thing I wanted to say was I think you should make lesbians in space a little longer.
Exactly. And I have sent a note this week to the brilliant gentleman, Charlie Van Zandt, who edits those pieces. And I've wrote, let's make them longer, take longer cuts, because this type of programming, Keith, is impossible to duplicate and very valuable. And I think award-winning, and so are you. Thanks for calling, Keith. Thanks for calling Sterling every damn night. What has annoyed you this weekend? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is why we do this show. You and I get to bond. I mean, what else are you doing? Oh, let me finish this, because this is not a commercial. I ordered for myself 4 sets of beautiful moccasins from MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. And 2 pillows. So I'd stop fighting with my current wife over, that's my pillow. You have my pillow. I have no idea whose pillows they are, but she seems to know that they're her pillows. And a towel set to give my kid for her new dorm room. And I gave all my girls these beautiful moccasins. The prices are so low now and so reasonable. It's great. But at MyPillow.com, you put in the promo code Walter. But here's the thing I always forget. When they arrive, these are beautifully packaged in heavy zipper vinyl bags, containers, heavy, thick cardboard. It is so well shipped that you could just take it and give it as the gift that you need to have in the closet for when you remembered it, that, oh my gosh, we have a shower, I got to bring a gift, I don't have anything. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by almost Tom Cotter.
I'd love to see you give birth to a child.
I'd love to see you pee your initials in the snow. We're just different, honey. And by the way, I've been up here for, what, 5 minutes now? Have you heard me once talk like this? Oh, you, oh, you. Are they're in her bedside table drawer? That's where they are.
Will it be rain, snow, cold, warm, or hot? Can we discover just what is what? With weather news from Dr. Dave coming to us from the weather cave, from the mighty 1210.
The latest on the weather, WPHD. It's the people of Walmart on Sterling tonight.
Circleville, Ohio, Pickaway County. It's a great place in God's country. If you've never been to Pickaway County, well, let me tell you something. They've got a Wendy's and Arby's, a Walmart, plus they have a lot of places to buy used cars. It's a great place to go and visit. Circle K, they got that. And they also have a Sunoco, the official gasoline of NASCAR. Johnny Palmer. known to local police and also the loss prevention department at the Walmart in Circleville. They know all about his reputation. And he's a big, big five-finger discount guy. He likes to go into the Walmart and steal stuff. He has been told he can never go into that Walmart again in Circleville. But where are you supposed to shop? Where are you supposed to get provisions? Well, Johnny Palmer, he is a rebel. So he goes in and he steals the first thing that fits him. He steals a new pair of sneakers worth $24.95. He runs out of the store. He gets on his bicycle. And it's a daring and, shall we say, heart-pounding. It was a heart-pounding bicycle chase. Eventually, Johnny Palmer was picked up. They found him loaded up with some, he had some weed on him. Some white powder, some crystals. Yeah, and I don't think those are the type of crystals that you go, oh, over. These are the crystal, you know, the meth thing, apparently, allegedly. Off to the Pickaway County Jail for one Johnny Palmer. Chemical dependency gets us all. In God's country, in Ohio, it certainly has gotten Johnny Palmer. Make sure, if you're on the meth, give it up. Go see somebody. Go see someone and get off that meth today. It's a public service message from Walmart, the largest retailer in the world. And right here with Velo Hool, the people of Walmart, Sterling at night.
Styling on Sunday, Kindle in Vegas, the Fetish Queen. Fetish Queen.
Aviva Vegas.
Fetish Queen.
Kendall in Vegas. Welcome to Sterling Fetish every Queen. Damn night. And this is all yours. Take it away, Kendall.
Walt, it's so good to be back. I missed you and all of our Midnight Misfits. Thank you for having me back.
It's a privilege. We didn't send you away. You took yourself away, and now you've wisely returned. You've wisely returned.
I have been summering. I have been on tour. I have been in San Diego, escaping the Las Vegas heat. And, Walter, I've also been in Los Angeles, and I have a very exciting update for y'all tonight. I'm not going to disclose who I was with, but let's just say a very good friend. And I found out from one of my really good friends that they are really into sex parties, and I had no idea about this. I don't know if any of our Midnight Misfits have had a friend or a family member or a colleague or someone in their life where you thought they were just sort of like your typical normal married husband or wife, but you found out that they were really, really big, huge into sex parties. And Walter, I learned all about Club Sanctum, which is one of the most exclusive sex parties in the world. And yeah, I'm going to take a deep dive tonight into Club Sanctum.
It's all yours. Go.
Of course, while some Hollywood hotshots choose to keep their illicit liaisons private, others satisfy their carnal appetites by attending underground orgies that cater to everything from swinging to sex slaves. But even here, at clubs like Sanctum, you have to be a part of the secret VIP society to gain entrance.
So what I learned about Sanctum is that you need to pay a huge membership. And so there is a club membership every year, thousands, thousands, thousands of dollars. And you really have to like know someone who knows someone who knows someone to get into this really elite sex club.
You can't just buy a ticket like going to Burning Man. They will decide who's allowed to come to their parties. And the ticket price does weed out anyone who may not be appropriate for the party.
I believe that Sanctum is the most secret society. It's so different from a normal party or a club. It's definitely a taboo. If you want to have sex in any room, you may, because that's what it is. It's a sex party.
This sex party, it was created in 2013 in Beverly Hills, and it was created by a man named Damon Lawner.
Beverly Hills is home to some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the world. They drive the finest cars, shop at the best boutiques, and they live in the most outrageous homes. They also have access to the most exclusive and high-end erotic club ever. I created that club. It's called Sanctum. Sanctum is a secretive society where we do a black tie masquerade, private dinner parties, and an erotic theater. It's a place for my members to explore their wildest fantasies and learn about their true sexual selves.
And
welcome to my world.
When you are accepted into this club, you have to do an application. Like I said earlier, you have to know someone who knows someone. You really have to be invited into this club. You have to pay the thousands of dollars. You have to be invited. And what's really interesting about Sanctum, Walter, is that in 2023, Damon, who created it, he was banned. He was kicked out of his own sex club after he disclosed that Hunter Biden was a previous member. And I thought that was pretty crazy. So since then, he has been working on opening up another sex club, pretty similar to Sanctum, but with some new kind of rules.
You know, it turned out that the people that I, you know, had in and the level of wealth and power and just kind of privilege, my dream wasn't realized, you know, and by 2019, I was just done. I just didn't want to be there anymore. And I was making a lot of money and, you know, I was living a fabulous lifestyle and all that. But at the end of the day, like, if you don't have real love and connection, I don't think you have anything. So also, you know, I'm fairly normal, believe it or not. I was in a 20-year monogamous relationship before I started this, and I'd never been to a sex club, you know, you know, needless to say, I decided to really explore an adventure there, and I did, and I'm glad I did. You know, I learned so much about my own sexuality myself, but, you know, more recently...
Is your new club all about connecting and less about kinky sex?
Yeah, that's what I'm attempting to do. You know, we're going to open next month. It's invite only. There'll be a website, but it'll be password protected. You have to kind of know someone within it to get into it, but we're going to be real careful. You know, I'm not in a position. I have a wonderful investor, a woman who's a beautiful person. What a great person. And she wants to do this with me and wants to create a club like this, where instead of just people coming to, like, you know, do their thing, people really connect.
Yeah. So it's very interesting, Walter, when you kind of think that you know someone and then you discover this side of them, this really kinky sexual side of them.
I think it's interesting he was in a 20-year monogamous relationship and concluded he needed to open a sex club. I don't know the cause and effect there, but I can suspect it.
Yeah, and what's very interesting, too, is that this one friend that I know and a couple other people that go to these clubs, they have been recently divorced. It wasn't a 20-year marriage, but it was like a 15-year marriage. And after the marriage was over, they got divorced. They decided that they wanted to start exploring their sexuality and basically do the opposite of the monogamous lifestyle.
Next time, I'm going to ask you if you went to the club.
I would love that. And next time, Walt, I have some exclusive audio from somebody who does go to the club. So stay tuned.
Well, we look forward to that. We look forward to having you on at times during the week. Will that be possible?
Yes, I promise. Summer is over and we're back to work.
Well, I don't want the thing with all of the great contributors on our cast like you is that I never want it to be a burden. If it's ever a conflict with the other things on a schedule, if you've ever grown weary of it, you need to take a week or two off, it's fine with me. Totally understand. You're a great contributor. You're a great friend. Thank you for Mateus, who's amazing, and he's very happy here. And he'll be on again.
Oh, he loves it.
Good. He's on every Friday and Sunday. And he's just terrific. Mateus Boom Boom. He's fantastic. All right. You are fantastic too. Kendall, Aviva Vegas. This is Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night, inspired by Iron Man.
If your priority was actually the well-being...
My priority is to get the Iron Man weapon turned over to the people of the United States of America.
Well, you can forget it. I am Iron Man. The suit and I are one.
Lloyd Austin is my hero. He's the Secretary of Defense. The United States Secretary of Defense, Lloyd J. Austin III. And when the verdict came down that there would be a plea deal with three of the masterminds of September 11th, and it sickens me to call it a mastermind. It's kind of a flattering title. The thugs who planned and arranged to carry out the murder of 3,000 of our fellow citizens at the Pentagon, Shanksville, and the World Trade Center, our fellow citizens who committed the crime of going to work, 3,000 of them. And there was a plea deal made before the case got to court for these three thugs, criminals, terrorists, murderers, a plea deal made that they would not be executed in exchange for admitting guilt. What did that mean? Well, that meant for the rest of their lives, we would house them, feed them, give them health care, just like we do every other illegal immigrant. And thank God, finally, somebody in the administration, Lloyd Austin III, Secretary of Defense, graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, a real soldier, served 41 years in uniform, a four-star general after 3 years as commander of the U.S. Central Command. Not a jokester. 41 years in uniform, West Point, in charge of the command. A general. He said, oh, no, not on my watch. Not on my watch. I am exercising my authority to not only overrule this decision, this plea bargain, this deal to prevent these three terrorists from being murdered. He fired the lawyer who was in charge of it. He got rid of her. He fired the damn lawyer. Nobody gets fired. She got fired. I don't care about the chain of command, who approved it, who didn't approve it. I hope that Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, didn't ask anybody. I hope he didn't ask anybody. I hope he just said, no, I'm a general. You see these stars? You see how many years I've been in uniform? You see who I am? No. I hope that's what he did. Regardless, the result is he fired the woman who made the plea deal. And he said, no, these people can be executed, and I want a trial. The reason the United States probably agreed to it is through backdoor bargaining. Saudi Arabia did not want to go to trial because evidence would have had to reveal that there's a strong likelihood Saudi Arabia financed it, supported it, and murdered my colleagues and friends. And they murdered Jim Paul, an executive at Car Futures, who had been the youngest member of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, had a beautiful daughter, beautiful son, beautiful wife, Pat Paul of Chicago, a great man, a man who would slap you on the back, tell you you're great, where do you want tickets, get you the best seats, knew the best restaurant, knew the best seat in the restaurant. He was that guy. And he was murdered at the World Trade Center while trying to get women out of the building. And New York City Fire Captain Patrick Brown. These are two men I spoke to every day of my life who helped me in a thousand ways. Great men. And New York City Fire Captain Patrick Brown was murdered while running into the World Trade Center
to save women from the building. These two men, old white guys, died, murdered, while trying to save women at the World Trade Center. They were murdered. The women were murdered. These are murderers. The greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
Sterling every damn night.